Now, the lineup for the second ever Buxton Adventure Festival programme has been announced for November. It'll soon be here, though. There'll be 10 record-breaking, globe-trotting, mountain-topping speakers and lots of other superlatives being bandied around from the worlds of adventure, travel and sport. It sounds like this programme. One of them is Heather Dorr, who's one of the UK's leading endurance athletes, and she joins you now. Heather, good afternoon to you.
Hi there.
Now, just explain a little bit about your background and what it is that you've achieved over the years to qualify yourself to be one of this mighty 10.
Well, I'm really excited to be part of the lineup. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time running, cycling, and just generally having lots of adventures in the mountains, all around the place, really, in the US, in the Alps, and also back home in the Lake District, Scottish Highlands, and the Peak District.
What do you do in the mountains?
I do a lot of running in the mountains, a lot of racing. Typically long fell races, long endurance events, 20 miles plus.
Wow.
I seem to get better as the races get longer, so they generally take me quite a while to do.
Because it's hard enough, isn't it, running on the flat?
Yes.
But when you're running up mountains, I mean, this is just, in a sense, it's to push yourself further. Would you say you're a masochist?
People call me a masochist, some people do. I mean, one of the things I found in writing the book was it was sort of an exploration of why I do what I do, and I don't think I'm a masochist. I think I just really enjoy spending time in beautiful places and there's something about running or cycling up the hills that brings out the beauty of the mountains, I think.
Well, it's funny that there's a theme running through today's programme about women who've succeeded or women who've stuck their neck out in a certain way in all different shades of the spectrum. But your new book is called Adventures in the Mind, or Adventures in Mind. You've just mentioned it.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's been particularly well received because you are a woman, hasn't it? And there are fewer than you of men in the sort of world that you occupy.
Yeah, it's really interesting, actually. I don't think I really thought about it when I was writing the book, but it's been pointed out to me since, and I've sort of had, you know, discussed it quite a bit, really. Whilst there's quite a lot of women, heading out to the hills and having adventures, less women write about it than men do. And I think that's really interesting, and I'm, you know, excited that the book's being discussed in that way, really.
Have you had a good response from women who want to follow a similar path to you?
It's been very exciting to have feedback from people and to read reviews and to talk about it, because people, women seem to, you know, are finding it quite an inspiring book, and I find that I'm really pleased about that.
Now, you're not just one of these people who's so single-minded that all they do is pursue their career. You're a family woman as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I finished writing the book really 2 years ago. Since then, my life's changed quite a bit. I'm still having adventures in the mountains, but I've got an 18-month-old daughter.
Aww.
Now. So, yes, she's lovely.
So do you run up the mountains with her in one of those little baby sack things?
She's very much got a mind of her own.
You pull it behind her on a trolley.
She's walking now. She's running. She's not running up the mountains yet, but we don't carry her in the rucksack so much anymore.
She's going to be beating you to the summits before
you... I think so, it won't be long.
Before you know it, Heather. Now, just tell us a little bit about Buxton Adventure Festival. You're going to be obviously talking, as you are now, about your own life, but what else is there on offer there in November?
Well, there's some great stuff going on. Rosie Swell-Pope, Jez Bragg, who's a really inspiring long-distance endurance runner who I've followed for quite a few years. And then one of my friends, Al Powell, is part of the Mountain Guides lineup. They'll be doing a talk there on the Saturday afternoon. There's lots of exciting stuff going on. I'm also really excited. I'm going to be showing some of my paintings. They're painted in mountains, funnily enough. I do seem to have a bit of an obsession with them. But that's going to be really exciting as well. So you'll be able to see some of my paintings there at the festival over the weekend.
You paint as well?
I started 2 years ago. It's a bit cathartic, really, I think, finishing that book. Mm. It sort of opened my mind a bit, and I started painting, and like I say, painted the mountains, and they're going down pretty well, so that's good.
Just thinking practically, you're going to have to run up these things with an easel and some paints and
the
canvas,
well,
and then come back down with it again. I
take a camel with me. It's not quite so hard.
So you take them home and then you do them when you're not
that's
there.
That's right. Yeah,
when you're not there anymore. What's the idea behind the Adventure Festival?
I think it's to inspire. It's to inspire people to go out and have their own adventures in the mountains, in the wild, I think. I'm really excited, like I say, to be a part of it. It's inspiring speakers. I'm quite honoured, really, to be part of the lineup. It's really exciting.
Well, Heather, I'm sure that it will inspire many others, both female and male, and glad that you were able to take a little time today out of your schedule to chat to us. Good luck with those book sales as well,
Thank you very much.
Something which is going to throw you into yet a different field of prominence. All the best. Take care, won't you? Bye-bye.
Thank you.